Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Friday. It is the 1st of October, 2021. I think that means I can officially say it is decorative gourd season, melon farmers. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, happy Friday, everyone.
And it was a happy Friday until we showed up with Security Friday to give everyone news and updates. But we do have one that is... this isn't bad news. This is actually something that I have found really interesting that Mozilla is up to.
Yes. So I've written about them before. It's this really cool guide that they have. It's called Privacy Not Included. And it's where they examine all of these products, physical products, apps, to determine whether they are good for privacy or not. Mm-hmm. So, for example, in the best of list that I'm looking at right now, it includes things that are good, like Signal, devices like the Apple TV, iPad, Apple Watch, some third-party products like the Roomba. Mm-hmm. But then if you click on the privacy not included checkbox, you will see the things that aren't very good for your privacy. Mm-hmm. So some of the apps this shows is eHarmony, Badoo, Bumble, Match.com, in the dating app section. Mm-hmm. And then they also have sections for smart home stuff, health and exercise, even products for your pets. So it's a really cool, very handy list for people as they're trying to figure out, what they want to buy next, especially as we're getting into the holiday season.
Yeah. That's the thing that I was interested in, was sort of as a almost as a gift guide. Let's look at some stuff here and see how creepy things are, and what kind of, if you get somebody something like this, what's it going to, what's it going to do? How is it going to affect it? Let's get the family a new TV and let's talk about, how much data of yours is going off to some other company, or whatever. So, Yeah, things like that are sort of funny. And I also like that they have if you just click on all, you can start at the top and it says not creepy. And as you scroll down a little bit, it gets a little less and maybe these are a little bit creepy. And then There's a little emoji in the corner that's it gets sadder and sadder as you scroll down to the stuff that's really bad. Mm-hmm. So I did sort of appreciate that. And I liked the thinking behind it and as you scroll down the list, what's at the bottom and all of that. So yeah, uh-huh. It's nice to see FaceTime right at the top of not creepy with a big smiling face. Yeah, that's nice. And
they do have a search area, yeah. So you can search for, whatever product you're looking for to see if it's in this guide.
Yeah, the particular thing that you want to make sure of. So I did appreciate that they also have some really nice categories. I think they were well thought out, home office and health and exercise. And those are different from just your general wearables or smart home and stuff like that. So I liked a lot that they broke it down in those particular ways. I thought it was nice. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so check that out, especially as you pointed out, gift guide season. We should definitely look at that. So next up, we've talked about email this week on the show. And one of the things we have is sort of related to that with what Cloudflare's up to, right?
Yeah, so earlier this week, we were talking about email things for everyday people. This week, Cloudflare had a couple of email announcements. These are more directed towards business users and web administrators. Mm-hmm. So the first one, both of these, by the way, they're designed to improve efforts to protect people against email phishing and spoofing. So first, this feature is called Cloudflare Email Routing, and they say it acts as an intelligent router at the transport layer, and it handles and modifies the SMTP envelope to deliver the message, but preserving the original headers and keeping the body of the email intact. Mm-hmm. And this makes sure that things like SPF, DKIM, and any other security or anti-spam protocols you have don't break, and so the recipient of the email stays protected. So, good news.
Yeah.
And then the second one, they call it an email security DNS wizard. And this is used to create DNS records that stop others from sending malicious emails on behalf of your domain. And it also warns users about insecure DNS configurations on their domain, and it shows recommendations on how to fix them. And they say that feature will be first rolled out to people on the free plan, and over the next few weeks will be made for Cloudflare's other plans for pro, business, and enterprise customers.
I just like that they're it's going to the free plan. Like, that was the thing that I thought was sort of notable about this, was being able to keep people off from using your server as part of their shenanigans, number one. And number two, even if you have a free account, it works. It will work for you. And I appreciate that it's not like, oh, but if you want security, you're going to have to pay for that. Because there's a lot of times that's, you know, one of the things that you get. Like, if you pay, or if you pay more than you're paying, then you get better security. And I appreciate that that's not the approach that Cloudflare took with this. I thought that was kind of nice. So.
Yeah, and I think it's also cool that they're rolling it out to the free plan first, because usually I think what happens, some companies may roll out these features for the paid users first, and then the free people get them later.
Yeah, so I appreciate that, at least that I did like that the free was getting it first, but yeah, mostly it's also nice to see Cloudflare taking these things seriously and finding some interesting ways to combat some of this stuff. So more good news for people. And now, because we must bring balance to the force, we have to talk about something that's a little less pleasant, and that's an AirTag issue. And this is the thing that we want to talk about, just so people are aware.
Yes. So a zero-day vulnerability was found in AirTags. This is written up by a security researcher. The only name it says is Bobby R.
Okay.
So he says that if you have an AirTag, they can go and do something called loss mode, which lets a person mark their AirTag as missing. And this generates a unique URL found.apple.com, which contains the AirTag serial number, as well as their phone number and any personal message that the AirTag owner can put on there.
Oh, geez.
So iPhone users, as well as Android users, can, if they come across this missing AirTag, they can scan it, which will bring them to that page. But this person was able to carry out what is called a stored XSS attack, cross-site scripting, on this found.apple.com page. He says he injects this malicious payload into the loss mode phone number field. And this means that with this attack, a victim will believe that they're being asked to sign into iCloud so they can get in contact with the owner of the AirTag, when in fact the attacker has redirected them to a credential hijacking page to steal their, I think it's their Apple ID that's getting stolen.
That's bad. So one thing I appreciated about this particular piece was that there's a series of videos on this. So he shows, like, here's what it does, here's what happened, here's what I can do, here's how it all goes wrong, you know. And and that was the part that I appreciated about it, was the way that it went through and showed you step by step, here's all the stuff that's going on, and kind of, you know, here's how it's bad.
So I mean, he says an attacker can create these types of weaponized AirTags, just leave them around random places. People will assume that it's lost, and then they're going to get their stuff stolen.
Yeah.
And it sounds like Apple has not fixed this yet. So,
yikes. So be very careful if you find a lost AirTag.
Yeah,
basically. Because that would definitely be something. I'd get pretty far down that path and then go, wait a minute, why do you need my Apple ID to recover something for somebody else? And then it's that. But yeah, like that, I also, it's also entirely possible I would just go, oh yeah, here, you know, because I have it in a password manager. It's very easy to fill in. So I'd be like, oh, boop, boop, boop. Wait. No.
Too late.
Yeah, it's definitely, yeah, that's definitely a thing that might reel me in, like, oh, someone lost their AirTag. I better, you know, yeah. So, yeah. We have a little bit more news to tell you about. I promise it's not all bad. And before we do that, I would like to talk to you for a minute about our sponsor this week, which is SimpliSafe. I've talked to you about them before. I've talked to you about them just this week. They wanted to create a security system that's easy to set up and use. And they've now added to that system an outdoor security camera. So just like all their other stuff, this really feels like something that was actually built by someone who's tried to use stuff that's already out there. And so the one that they've got is really solid. It's completely wireless. It's got 1080p resolution. It's got night vision. It's got 8x zoom. So you can get a much better look at whatever it is that's happening. And it's got a rechargeable battery that's easy to remove. So you can charge it easily and then put it back on the camera. And all of this integrates with any SimpliSafe setup, whether it's a new one or an existing one. So they're celebrating this by giving my listeners 20% off a new system and the first month of interactive monitoring for free when you sign up. Go to simplisafe.com/TDO and customize that system or go pick up your camera. That's SimpliSafe.com/TDO. And I'd like to thank SimpliSafe for sponsoring the show today. Now, we have another, this is sort of this is a hack, but it sort of feels theoretical at this point. Like it's a thing that could totally happen, but it doesn't feel very realistic when I look at it. And this is having to do with Apple Pay.
Yeah, so I think the AirTag one was probably a little bit more serious and realistic for people to be affected by.
Yeah.
So in this story, it was reported by the BBC. And a team of security researchers, they successfully demonstrated a hack in which they took £1,000 from a locked iPhone, and the iPhone didn't need to be like it was locked. It didn't need to be unlocked or authenticated. It just disappeared from their own account, of course, right? Mm-hmm. This is just a test. And it has to do with Visa cards set up as express transit cards, which you can do in your iPhone settings.
Yes.
So they explain a little bit how it worked. They say using a small commercially available piece of radio equipment, they didn't name what it was, they placed it near the iPhone to trick it into thinking that this radio device is a ticket barrier, which is, you use that with an express transit card, like at the subway. Next, they say an Android phone running a special app that they created themselves, it relays signals between the iPhone and a separate contactless payment terminal. And the scary thing is that they say the Android phone and payment terminal don't have to be near the victim's iPhone. They say it can be on a whole other continent from the iPhone as long as there's an internet connection. So that's the crazy part.
Yeah.
So going through the attack, it says the iPhone thinks it's paying a ticket terminal, and because of that, it doesn't need to be unlocked. And the signal between the iPhone and the payment terminal is intercepted. And then it's like modified in some way to make the terminal think that the iPhone has been locked and this payment authenticated. Mm-hmm. And using that, they were able to transfer money out of the Visa card.
Now, this is at this point, it sounds like it's Visa specific.
Well, that's what Apple says. So they say Apple says the problem is with Visa's network.
Yeah.
And Visa, like we were saying, they say these payments are secure and attacks of this type were impractical outside of a lab. So it sounds like this overall remains unfixed.
Well, yeah, as a bug, yes. However, it looks the image you used for your piece was change your transit card payment option to none. Or, you know, something else. And then maybe...
Well, that was just by default because I don't have a card set up.
Like, maybe you won't have this problem. So, if nothing else, like, mostly this one worried me because this is, like, the kind of thing that I would have set and forgotten about because... And my, like, default payment method is a Visa card. So, mm-hmm. so like when I read this, I went and switched it to none, just like your picture shows, because I don't use, like I said it, I was like, oh, you know, like in case I get on the bus or get on light rail or something, like it'd be nice to have that. But I'm like, no, I'm changing it back. I'd have to, first of all, I'd have to go places, and then I'd have to go places on mass transit. And like, neither of those is very likely at this point. So I just changed it so that it wouldn't be a problem anymore. So, yeah, until that gets fixed, you may want to change it to none. If you don't generally ride mass transit, you may also want to just change it to not a Visa card. Yeah, that was part of what concerned me about it, just because I know a lot of people have Visa debit cards. So this would be money that gets scooped straight out of your bank account, you know, and like, oh, geez, like that was the part that sort of alarmed me the most. So, yeah. So we've got that one taken care of. And now to our practical tip.
Yes, and so we're ending on some good news.
Yes.
Although I think all of our practical tips are good news, you know, like using a password manager, for example.
Yeah, I like to think so.
So Dave pointed this to me. He said a listener from Matt Geekab told him about this.
Yeah.
So if you have iOS 15, it sounds like this is iOS 15 specific. If it's not, please let us know. But you can set up an iCloud data recovery contact. Mm-hmm. So if you end up forgetting your Apple ID or even your device passcode, this trusted person can help you back in. And all you have to do, as I wrote up on my tip, I won't go through all the steps, but settings, your name, password, security, then you'll see an account recovery section and then a way to add a recovery contact. Yeah. And then Apple says that once this contact has been set up, you just follow the on-screen instructions with your person, either in person or on the phone. Mm-hmm. And the person is supposed to share the special 6-digit code that you enter on your device.
Okay.
And then after your identity is confirmed, you can then reset your Apple ID password. So really cool.
Yeah, this was a thing that we noticed at WWDC, and then Apple, this is one of those things that Apple talked about and everybody went, oh, that sounds great, and then nobody talked about it ever again. So I think maybe what happened was somebody went spelunking through the settings and went, oh hey, that's right, this was this thing that we were supposed to get that looks great. And that's what happened. So I'm glad for that. Thank you, Geek Gab listener, who discovered that, because that was one of the things that it went hand in hand with, I think, the legacy contact stuff, and was something that they were like, yeah, look at like some of the new ways that you can make sure you don't get completely locked out of your account. And so I'm really glad to see that this is something that we're able to bring attention to. So take a few minutes, set this up, figure out who your person's going to be. It's always useful to have that. And you should also be mildly aware of it, because somebody may call upon you, podcast listener, to be their person for this. And so you may want to make sure that you have an idea about it on behalf of those whom you support, because like, I know this is a thing that I'm going to end up spending a lot of time doing, because it was a thing I had forgotten about until it came up. So this is definitely a thing I'm going to end up setting up for some people, I'm sure. And but I'm glad to do it. Like, it's going to be just a thing that's going to make everybody's life a little bit easier. And it does a little bit more security convenience stuff on that front. So I'm always glad for that. So if you have tips for us, or if there's things you want to know about, if you have questions, you can always reach us at observations@macobserver.com, at TMO Daily on Twitter, and you can leave comments in the show notes. So Andrew, as always, thanks so much for coming by.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and have a good weekend, everyone.
Indeed. I will talk to all of you on Monday. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. In the meantime, be excellent to each other. Let's be careful out there.